نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, and we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah through me, demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the authentic hadith of Imam Muslim, Ad-deen al-nasiha, Ad-deen al-nasiha, Ad-deen al-nasiha al-hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith of Imam Muslim, he says, the deen is nasiha, the deen is nasiha, the deen is nasiha. Or this deen is sincere advice. We asked the people earlier this week, as we sent out a form asking the people to detail to us qualities of a successful marriage. I'm going to read to you, inshallah ta'ala, much of what the people have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Before we begin, I hope, inshallah ta'ala, that no one sees this to be in disrespect to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam, as everyone is aware of what comes in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. And oftentimes we have quoted ayat and hadith, but this time we want to hear from the people, inshallah ta'ala. Some of these, I'm not going to be able to give any tafsir on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best to their meanings. Knock the bottom out of that thing every time you get a chance. Three exclamation points. Exclamation points. Both or they have to hear and obey when a statement from the Quran and the Sunnah is mentioned to them. Truly wanting to seek paradise and knowing that the hellfire is real, and always keep that in mind. Much of this advice, as we're going to start saying, inshallah ta'ala, Allah knows best. I don't know if it was me or the people or what. I thought that what the people would write was what they felt makes their marriage successful. Not to be talking to people, you know, like, you should do this. It sounds like you should do this, you should do that. No, we want to say, what did you do to keep your marriage going for so long? And only a few people look like they gave advice like that, but we'll just take the advice of the people, inshallah. Some of it might be beneficial. I hope none of it is other than that. Learn your deen and memorize as much Quran as possible, the whole household included. Ask Allah to give you and your family patience with ease. You and your family should offer more salat. Smash and throw away your TV and sell the VCR or burn it. Give each other the rights as much as Allah had enabled you to do so, and take it seriously. Spoil each other every once in a while, but not too much, and don't be ungrateful. Implement the sunnah in your household whether they like it or not. Don't be overzealous nor impatient. I don't know, you know. I might have to just say something on a couple of these statements, inshallah ta'ala. You know, you say like it or not, you don't usually say that to somebody you want to work things out with. You kind of say that when it doesn't make a difference if you're going to work it out with someone or not. But when you're going to work something out with somebody, it's not like it or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and some of the people are going to give some of the advice with one of the finest words that could be mentioned around a successful marriage called compromising and consideration. And everything isn't going to be the brothers and sisters who have been married for a while. They know that everything is not their way. It's not like it's going to be like this, like it or not. Usually that sounds like, Allah knows best, a statement that will end the marriage more than keep it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And I'm not saying that to say that the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam should be belittled or undermined. No, I'm not saying that. As it says, implement the sunnah in your household whether they like it or not. When you say like it or not, it's a little, you know, different than trying to work things out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the qualities of a successful marriage. Communication and affection, not just in bed, even though it helps, is one of the main ways you show love, one of the main ways you show you love somebody. Love or feelings for one another are qualities. Besides good deen and character, that's how we got married. If you get weak and think of divorce, think of this, that's your other half. What affects you affects them and vice versa. Any problems, check yourself first. You have to face and work things out. Besides, it's cheaper to keep her and less fitna. On this paper I had a statement that I wish was mentioned on every paper, and I think that was my shortcoming. The brother said he was married 21 years who gave this advice. And maybe we should have looked at everyone's advice in light of how many years they've been married. Because if you've been married for 2 years and right now it's 2 years since you've been married, meaning you've been divorced for the last 2 years, you know, we need to look at your advice in light of where you stand right now. Now, at any rate, this is from the brother who's been married 21 years. Treat the women with kindness. He says this is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And it's also an ayat in the Quran. Making some sunnahs at home. So that's a hadith of our Prophet ﷺ. Never hit your wife out of anger. Guess he means only hit your wife when you when you're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has advised us to beat our wives, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to beat them with a beating that won't harm them. That's of course after you advise them to fear Allah and you stayed away from their beds, and then you beat them. Now, sit down with your wives and plan goals and etc. When your wives run off with their mouth, don't feed the fire. I guess he means don't get mad with them. Always compliment your wives. Guess he should have put in parentheses, even when you find it difficult to do so. Nah, but he knows better. Make plenty of dua to Allah for help and guidance. If you make a bad decision and your wife was right, apologize. And he underlined that, apologize. Fear Allah in this marriage. Obey the husband. Keep peace in the house always. Ask for things in the right time only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. That advice should be written in gold. Ask for things in the right time only. Everything isn't always the right time. And sometimes when you think about it, and you do things at the right time, things can be a lot better. I see some of the brothers who've been married for a long time shaking their head like that's a good piece of advice. Wallahi, this is amongst the best pieces of advice I've ever heard. Ask for things at the right time. You know there's a time for everything. And if you wait for the opportune time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best that He can bless you in His marriage. Always make the marriage work by discussing things, not fighting over it. Inshallah. I don't know who this is, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Oftentimes when there's a... I just want to add on this point too. Oftentimes when something's wrong, instead of working it out or discussing it, you fight over it. No, you was the one that was... you did it. Instead of just saying, you know, sit down, being calm, and like the thing is before in the question before, inshallah, seems to be a little problem here. Now is not really the time. Inshallah, a little later we'll get back to that and we'll work that thing out. Keep your house always clean and keep your kids, if you have any, clean. Trust your spouse all the time. Always keep your spouse informed about your feelings. Quran and Sunnah should be the only guide for marriage and the daily life. The husband should always respect his wife and treat her in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not like the kafirs or the new revelation. The new revelation, that's the Bible or what? I was trying to figure out what they meant. Oh, that's the New Testament? Oh, they have some one-word pieces of advice. Trust, love and admiration, sharing of everything and oneself, understanding of each other, responsibility, obedience and respect, partnership, romance, patience, friendship. Huh? Say that again? Put this one on my bulletin board. MashaAllah. Keep that over there. Inshallah. Belief in Allah and love of Allah. Implementing the Quran and the Sunnah. Following and implementing the way of the Sahabis and the Sahabiyats. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the Quran much. A lot of the advice came like that. But what if you do if you read in the Quran in the house by yourself? Nah, astaghfirullah al-azim. I guess that what they mean by these statements Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best is if you don't learn the Quran and the Sunnah, then you won't know what a good husband is or a good wife. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detailed and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how the man and the lady should be in their marriage. Spend quality time with each other. Smile at each other. Be kind to each other and the children and the family. Be loving to each other, the children and the family. Be compassionate to each other and the family and be patient. Communication, trust, understanding, patience, listening, respect, responsibilities in the household. That's just another good one. Understanding Tawheed and all four aspects. Love Allah and to follow the ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. a good brother who loves to help out, a brother who understands his responsibilities as a Muslim husband, obey your husband. Always keep your ultimate goal in mind to follow the Quran and the Sunnah and attain Jannah. Take advice and criticism in a good way. Keep your heart open to always bettering yourself. Listen to each other and treat each other with respect at all times. Make your home a welcoming Islamic island, a place of refuge for everyone. Try to look at the long-range effects of your actions. Is it really worth it to yell, etc.? No. MashaAllah. This piece of advice too, I like it because it sounds like the advice of a winner. Oftentimes in the marriages, as you try to convince the people, stop divorcing your wife when you get mad. Because all of the brothers, they divorce their wife when they get mad, and then they come back and they say, I was mad, that don't count. What do you think this is? Islam ain't no joke. Just divorce your wife every time you get mad, then you say, it don't count because I was mad. You wasn't insane. You knew what you was doing, but you don't want to live with the consequences of what you're doing, and if you don't do it. And this is from the people who think about what they do. That's what I'm understanding from this. Look at the long-range effects. Don't just do something because it feels good at the moment, but look at the whole thing. Every lady, maybe I shouldn't say that tonight. So Allah will try to put the best construction on my statement. Every lady is going to get you mad. Every lady is going to get you mad. But that don't mean you have to say I divorce you every time she gets you mad. When she gets you mad, just make a wudu. Sit down, lay down if you're sitting down. Take it easy, it's going to be alright. Because she's going to get you mad again. And you're just going to have to take a little bit. Nah. But it's going to be okay if you take this advice. Like whoever is saying this. Is it really worth it? No. Ask the brothers who have divorced their wives 200 times. Wallahi, some people have divorced their wives so many times they can't count it. Because every time they get mad, they do it and then they say it's not worth it. If it's not worth it, why you do it in the first place? Because I wasn't thinking. Alright, here was some advice that you can think before you act. May Allah help us. Play together. Enjoy each other. Have lots of children. Remember all the blessings that come from this. Study together and share knowledge. Enjoy each other to do good and set good examples yourself. I don't understand this last one. Happiness with a smile. Patience, kindness, soft speech, no yelling, no matter what. This is the quality of a successful marriage, it should be. Because if you can get us not to yell ever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Gratefulness, obedience to Allah, effort. Allah, this is one of those nice ones too that seems to be a small word with a big meaning, the effort. People have to try instead of quitting all the time. We done quit everything. Done gave up. Alright, hang in the race sometimes and you can win. You know, it just takes a little effort. And sometimes people appreciate you even if you never do it right, but you tried every time. Sometimes the people appreciate it so long as you try instead of not trying, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Energy. Love for the sake of Allah. Gifts. Ha ha. Remembering the Qadr. InshaAllah, I hope that this last one is one of the qualities, because if it is, then it means that we'll all be successful. As we just gave our wives some nice gifts, inshallah, this evening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our marriages with the qualities of the marriages that are successful. Patience. because we all have faults and growth levels. If your mate is experiencing a time of weakness, you should make dua and etc. You shouldn't divorce her until Allah sees fit. Jazakallah khairan. Compromise. Everything is not always going to be your way. Why? Really, this is our question. The ones who divorce, that's their question. Somebody tells them everything is not going to be your way, they say, why? And the next thing you know, they're not married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Hope my wife doesn't get mad at me. But subhanallah, I remember the first compromise in my marriage. Today, and it always sticks out in my mind, as inshallah I feel this is one of the things that has made my marriage successful. I'm kind of spoiled, and I used to like to eat at a certain time. As I keep a schedule, when I come home I want everything on that schedule. Dinner at 6:03, dessert at 7:09, whatever. It's okay, everybody else got some funny stuff with them too. So I remember I come home one day and the food is not ready. And I just flip. How in the world I'm going to memorize the Quran and the Sunnah and the statements of the Sahaba? I come home, I can't even eat at 6:02. Subhanallah. Well, that's on you, because there ain't no food and you ain't going to eat. I was saying to myself, that's it. No way in the world. No way in the world I'm going to come home to my place and my food ain't going to be served when I want it. Then I said to myself, how am I going to meet the brothers? When they ask me, why you divorced her? I'm going to tell them because my food wasn't ready. And I'm trying to work this thing out between, ain't no way in the world I ain't going to have my food on time, and meeting the brothers and telling them I divorced my wife because my food wasn't ready. Well, my wife came in the door 3 minutes later and she said, why don't you be considerate sometimes? And why don't you realize everything is not going to be your way all the time? All I can say is subhanallah. I never thought that men should compromise with women. It's always supposed to be our way. But really, if you don't compromise, how are you going to have a successful marriage? Things are just not going to be your way. Your wife is going to get sick or whatever. But the effort was there. Like I said, the food was there. My wife coming with the food 3 minutes. But she could have said 3 minutes, but she know I want my food. There ain't no 3 minutes, nothing. But if you don't compromise in your marriages, then there's going to be no way. Sometimes you're just going to have to give up your right or your position and let your mate have that. And inshallah ta'ala, they're going to do the same thing with you one time. And then, you know, one hand washes the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Calling each other to worship, i.e. waking each other up for tahajjud. Companionship, listening or acting like you are listening when you don't want to. This is too one of the vices I used to tell the brothers is a surefire winner. If you're not listening, act like it. And whoever wrote this knows that they want their mate to act like it too. You ain't gotta be listening to, you ain't gotta listen to everything I say, because I'd be out of it. You know, we'd be stressing, we'd be venting and stuff. Alright, you just want somebody to just say, And you know most of the time, or you don't know it when you're venting yourself, that you're not really saying much that makes sense. And that's why nobody's listening to you. So just like when you're listening and you say they're not making sense, Ah, it's the same thing with you. When you're venting, you're not making sense. But the issue isn't if you're making sense or not. The issue is somebody listening to you? Oh, you don't even care about me no more, huh? You don't worry about what's affected me? No, all you have to do is just say, uh-huh. 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 And mostly for the brothers, as most of the women talk a lot. That's what the brothers told me. I said, all you have to do is act like you're listening. Uh-huh, uh-huh. You didn't listen to me. Astaghfirullah, sister. I heard every word you said. What did I say? Say it. I know what you said. I'm listening, subhanAllah. I'm not going to listen to my wife. Allah command me to treat you kindly. Nah. I like that because that goes across the board, not just with listening, but with other things. All the time, we can't always be or give ourselves totally to every situation, but at least we can act like it. Maybe you're not so happy one time, but you act like you're happy. Maybe you don't feel like smiling, but you smile anyway, and you listen, and you look at this. You don't really have time to look at that. You're doing something else. Oh, mashallah, mashallah, barakah. Like you kind of do to your children. You know, they're always saying, look. Look at me, look at me. You tell them, I'm driving. But they're in the back seat just telling you to look. Oh, you tell them, I'm looking. Even if you're not really looking, because people just want you to show that you're concerned about their welfare or that you care about them. And this is one of the ways, by listening or doing what it takes, even if you're only faking it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Following the guidance of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, with it you can never go wrong. Don't get angry. Fear Allah. Prayer and religion and friendship. Support, trust, honesty, patience, sharing, children, and knowledge. Continuously make dua for each other in the marriage. This is one from someone who has been married. I know it myself, inshallah. From someone who's been married, I think, over 25 years. Continuously make dua for each other in the marriage. Learn to be content with what you have. SubhanAllah. Don't remind each other of your generosity. Don't fight over money. Stop looking at others' marriages as a yardstick. Respect each other. Value each other's worth. Be helpful with the children and the chores. Be there for each other in a crisis, etc., loss of job or something like that. Be truthful. Gain each other's trust. Treat your spouse kindly. Never let your children see you strike or curse their mother or your wife. Yes, it is possible to be married for many years without profanity, physical or psychological abuse, or pronouncing divorce. This is from somebody who's been married over 20-something years. 25 years. Yes, it is possible to be married for many years without profanity, physical or psychological abuse, or pronouncing divorce. Allahu Akbar. Allah make our marriages like that. When you can tell your children to marry a mate like your spouse, inshallah, you will have a successful marriage. Oh, I didn't complete the sentence. When you can tell your children to marry a mate like your spouse, inshallah, you have a successful marriage. remembrance. Remember when you had no one and Allah answered your dua. Remember all the good you shared and don't let the shaitan whisper to you, and then all are the bad. This is also from a person who's been married for a lot of years. Allah Akbar. We'll just leave that for the rest. Pack it up or... Bismillah, you think I should continue or just go ahead? I read these pieces of advice before I read it here. When I read this statement of the brother or the sister, remember when you had no one and Allah answered your dua, remember all the good you shared, and don't let the shaitan whisper to you, and then you can recall only the bad. I said to myself, inshallah, I'm never going to say divorce again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me. Forgiveness, being able to forgive the mistakes we all make, and being people of the Quran and the Sunnah, we shouldn't be making any major sins, inshallah. So it should be easier to forgive the small ones we make again with one another, or we make again, something like that. Softness. being gentle with each other when we hurt one another's feelings, and hard when we disobey Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not hard because of our personal self. Creative. Whatever is permissible can be done to keep the marriage interesting. Get to know the likes and dislikes of your mate and keep the marriage like new. MashaAllah. I guess this is advice for us or the people who have been married only for a few years. To keep this in mind, or the people who have just been married today. To keep it in mind that this word that the brother or the sister is mentioning, creative, you keep that in your mind, inshallah ta'ala, your marriage can stay like new. Because things change. What works today might not work tomorrow. Nah. Like you can't buy your wife a card, and every time it looks like she's getting a little down, you just pull out the same card. Remember I bought you this. Eventually she's going to say, nah, that's old. You got to try something new. I mean, if you came back with that same card 10 years later, it might have the same effect. But you can't just keep using the same card, you know what I'm saying, every weekend, you know, pull out the card from under the mattress or something. Nah, you're going to have to be creative. And you're going to have to be thinking. And you're going to have to stay away from the haram. Now, the brother says, what is permissible? You can't let the haram call that, well, I done tried everything else but the haram. Now you got to try some other halal. Now, Allah help us. Friendship. Never let the shaitan stop you from being friends. The friendship of marriage is much deeper and special. Never end your friendship to one another. Dua, a lot of it for Allah to increase our love for Him and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will inshallah stay together and something will be easier to achieve. May Allah bless us all with good marriages, increase us in our deen, and open our eyes before we lose Allah's blessings. A good Allah-fearing mate. Communication. Brothers and sisters should sincerely communicate with one another. This must be for one of those young people. Not those boots. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And they got an exclamation point after it. Everybody know what that means? Allahu Akbar. Take charge. Be the man. Handle your responsibilities. Spend quality time with your wife. Give her a break with the children from time to time. I think they should have... Sincere dua. Patience, patience, patience. Positive communication. Kindness to one another. Knowing when to shut up. SubhanAllah. Studying the deen together. Spending time with one another. Never let the wife be the sole provider. Never use your children as an excuse to argue. Be kind to your stepchildren and the orphans. This must be for one of those young marriages too. Tawheed, ibadah, including salah, patience, good speech, kindness, spending your wealth, love for the sake of Allah, communications, tawbah, learning Islam, practicing Islam, teaching Islam, especially to your family. Sitting and eating together, learning to say yes when you really want to say no. Staying up or getting up together to make tahajjud for the night salat. Making sunnah prayers together. Learning to listen to your wife. Sometimes you take the advice, sometimes the advice is not good, so you don't take it, but you listen. Eating from one plate together. Not showing anger when you're extremely upset. Be considerate to one another. I find that when you talk about death, you become closer. And when you talk about the next world and being together in the next world, that softens the heart. Obey Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Having patience in statement and action. Listen to her and don't analyze her and render your judgment. Tell her you love her, tell him you love him. Don't be stingy, give, give, give. Stand up in worship together. Play with her, be soft but firm and yielding. Both spouses should stay in shape. Remember when? No. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. O men, be responsible and make just decisions, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, bismillah, alhamdulillah. This earth is but a provision, and the best provision on this earth is a righteous wife. Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with two wives. This is someone else talking. Both of whom are undoubtedly from amongst His best provisions. Allahu Akbar. I hope that my marriages are successful, and may Allah bless us all with true success in our marriages. Ameen. True success is only with Allah. The following are keys which may help lead to a successful marriage, and Allah knows best. Number one, make dua. Before you get married, istikhara, and continually throughout the marriage. Two, select a mate based on their deen, and don't be shy when checking out their character and questioning references. Three, keep in mind that marriage in Islam is worship. Our objective is to get to Jannah, and we will be accountable to Allah about how we fulfilled our marital duties. Fear Allah as He deserves to be feared. Four, guard your tongue and don't become angry. Talaq and khula' are not words to solve arguments. MashaAllah. Implement the Qur'an by admonishing from it. Refuse the bid or beat lightly if these means are necessary. When angry, make wudu, sit down or lay down. Seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan. We have all of the remedies if we just implement the deen that we profess to be about, inshaAllah. Five. A woman has to let a man be a man. And a man has to stand up and be a man with some backbone. And he has to understand the unique nature in which Allah has created the woman. And nobody is perfect, so we can't expect perfection from each other. Perfection is for Allah. Six, other important ingredients. Be open, considerate, understanding, kind, patient, unselfish, be a good listener, make tawbah, and may Allah help us, and Allah knows best. Now this is the one that should be on the bulletin board. Qualities of a successful marriage. Before marriage is even a possibility, be persistent and patient in asking Allah to bless you with a mate who is strong in his deen or her deen and will help you to be stronger in your deen. If you have that very basis of iman, inshallah, any problems that come up can be handled with the help of Allah. This characteristic should be number one in choosing any spouse, as we know from some hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many problems could, inshallah, be avoided if you check out your potential mate's deen thoroughly. And thoroughly is underlined. Before, for sisters, how much money does he make? Or for brothers, does she have any kids? I think number two. Try to overlook one another's faults and help each other to do his or her best to strive to please Allah and make it to Jannah. Three, be each other's best friend and don't get so caught up in the mix of things that you forget to love each other for the sake of Allah. Listen to one another and be open-minded about one another's opinions. Have fun with each other or have fun with one another. Be on top of your responsibilities, firstly to Allah and to each other. I want to save the best one for last. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today makes 20 years I've been with my husband, mashallah. I was 10 years old and he was 12 years old. Well, that could say 17. I've learned to be patient, to understand the S-E-X as he or she knows that there will be shortcomings, long coming, something. The struggle, the love, hate, understanding, love through burden of the children, financial, the change and the respect, alhamdulillah. I accept Islam with my husband and we're still together. But ask me truthfully, I would say it was only Allah Ta'ala who kept us together. I'm still learning, he's still learning, and alhamdulillah, we're still struggling through the marriage with ease. And that's the end of what was presented. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I don't know if anybody from the floor has anything that they think was left out and they want to mention. Except the statement of one of the brothers who came up to me. He said, let everyone know that they need to be obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the women need to obey their husbands, and then the marriage will be okay. I don't know if I had any advice, which wasn't really the case. The case was the qualities on what you think made your marriage successful. Myself, I had mentioned one of them that was compromising for myself. And another one of them is consideration, which is close to compromising too. And that is giving the other person the benefit of the doubt. And the third thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, is knowing the verdicts of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and then implementing them. Because some of these verdicts of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and we don't really have time to go into the details of that, though we've went into them before. There's something that I wanted to mention that doesn't take place too often. Many of the brothers have threatened their wives, and they're probably sitting right on the musalla. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. They threaten their wives, you better not go and get any counseling or any help. You better not speak to the imam, or you better not speak to Sheikh so and so, or whatever. These brothers, they threaten their wives with a statement of disobedience to Allah Ta'ala and the Quran. Tell me, where in the world did a man get the right to tell his wife, you better not get nobody in this involved in our case, and if you do, I'm going to divorce you? Where did the man learn this from? From his own desires. Wallahi, why don't the men just fear Allah and obey Him and His Quran, as He made it clear to us in more than one ayah, that sometimes there's going to be a need to get someone else involved in order to help work that marriage out. And this is from the guidance of Allah Ta'ala in His Quran on one of the things, or one of the qualities of a successful marriage, is that if the marriage has some problems and it goes to that level, then there's going to have to be some intervention on the brother's side and on the sister's side. But how can the sister have intervention when the brother won't obey Allah and he told her you can't get nobody in here, or no counseling, or so on and so forth? Hope the brothers fear Allah, because some of the brothers, I know them. Their wives told me their names. I just didn't go to the brothers, I was just a little shy. But the brothers need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that Allah has given us some qualities too of successful marriages. And one of them is that sometimes when the thing is problematic and it dictates that there has to be some intervention on the brother's side and from the sister's side, in hopes that they might work it out for each other. Because sometimes the husband and the wife, they're not thinking rationally. But somebody else looking on the outside, he's looking at the betterment of the whole situation. When you're in it, you're just feeling it. I got to get up out of this thing, because of what you're feeling. And you might not be thinking about the consequences of leaving that marriage. But somebody else, when he hears the case, and he knows when he's concerned, or he knows when he's concerned, then he might see what you don't see, and what you're about to blow in leaving that marriage. And this is something that is one of the qualities of a successful marriage, that many of the brothers in disobedience to Allah have threatened their wives with, you better not go to the imam, or you better not go get any counseling, or whatever. I just want to ask those brothers, and they know who they are, and some of them I know because their wife told me on the side, but I just didn't say anything. But you know who you are. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that there are some guidelines in the Quran that men and women must take if the marriage is going to be okay. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. There might be some other things. JazakAllah. I give it to me with that. Give it to me with that. JazakAllah. That's just one of the cases that I see that comes up quite often, where the people disregard guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, and then they take it upon themselves to say, you better not go speak to anyone. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The people can trump the men, they can trump the sisters, but what are they going to do on Yawm al-Qiyamah? People think it's okay to just wrong these women who are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, as if it's just okay, like you're not going to deal with Allah. The brothers need to fear Allah. If they let the situation go to where the sister thinks it needs counseling, then it's just on that level. And I'm not encouraging people. Myself, I'm not really one of those expert people in the counseling like Omar and Abdul Hakim or some of the older brothers. some of the wives of brothers who've been married, maybe Mustafa or Dawa Hassan, or something from the brothers who've been married over 20 years, they might be better, or they are better than myself. But sometimes it comes to that point, and if the man wants to keep his wife from seeking counseling, why don't he get his act together? Why don't he get his act together? But really this is the case, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, that the brothers who are not doing the right thing, they don't want their wives to get anyone involved, because then the brother is going to be exposed. And if the brother was on his case, what problem does he have? Ask the brothers who have a good marriage. Are they afraid that their wife might say something? Nah, let her say something. Because if he's taking care of business, his wife, all she is going to say is, I'm happy, walhamdulillah. Sister, I heard there were some problems in your marriage. Now you got to be dead wrong. I can't even put it lightly and say you're mistaken. You're dead wrong, I'm happy, walhamdulillah. This is if the man was taking care of business, but if he's not, then he's afraid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Somebody had just dropped off the paper, I guess we can try to be fair. When the husband comes home, smile. Even though he had a hard, tired day at work. When one spouse denies the other spouse's right, don't deny him his. Two wrongs don't make a right. Remember, we are worshiping Allah. Jazakallahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Walhamdulillah.